You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I have no idea what's going on in our YouTube chat this morning.
It is wild, wild, wild.
But everyone's user's name is totally messed up. At least most people's are. Like random numbers thrown on, names changed. And we have no clue.
People this morning, right when the show started, they're like, hey, what the hell's going on with the YouTube channel? I'm like,
Sorry about that.
I don't know. I didn't do it. I think maybe Google's having some issues.
Yeah.
A little glitch.
YouTube glitch. It's weird, though. It looks like spam bots in there. It's wild.
Constantly. Everybody's a spam bot today.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. Sorry.
Appreciate you sticking around despite the username difficulties this morning. Then every once in a while, someone's just their regular name and just randomly is fine. So, yeah, we've got no idea. This is not Paulie's fault, even though he's also our technical director, in addition to being our executive producer and design director here at 97.3 The Fan. This is not a Paulie Reindel issue.
So you put up an Instagram post yesterday. Me and you really have been killing it with the social media for our clients
this week.
Hashtag
sponsored.
Hashtag sponsored.
It was nice of Better Buzz to come in and bring in the samples of their good stuff
now,
this week.
Now people understand why Paulie runs... If you saw your Instagram and my reel...
What was wrong with my Instagram post?
It was
wonderful.
There was so much to unpack from it.
So, yes. It even gave me a suggested song that I could just put in. So I just went with the suggested...
You did. And what was it?
Feeling all right.
Joe Cocker.
All right. Feeling all right.
That one from Joe Cocker?
Okay. We'll go. All right. The Better Buzz Coffee does make me feel all right. So it seems appropriate. Good suggestion, Instagram. Thanks
for
your help.
There's a green light on your head.
I was wondering where that came from. That was more of a bad photo issue, I think.
You're doing a weird, weird thing
with
your face.
It's like the green flash at sunset you never see, but it just happened to happen on the top of my head.
You're doing a very weird face. I don't know what the face is. Like,
I'm happy.
It looks like you're saying,
delicious.
There it is.
See, look how I added, though, the Better Buzz. I was able to type the letters.
He typed Better Buzz in it. It looks like... Well, me or you did it. That's what it looks like. It doesn't look like one that Paulie would do. That's all I'm saying. I'm not making fun because I did the worst reel in history the day before. So again, this is why we're trying, Paulie. I'm sure you appreciate the effort.
I appreciate the effort.
Taking
very
some
much.
Stuff off of your plate. The green light is what tripped me out. And then the face, two different Better Buzz drinks in front of him. One is purple.
Summer Fling's menu.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got the different
one's
options.
One's purple,
there.
One is green.
I thought it looked summery with all the different colors and everything.
And 97.3 in the background.
I put that there on purpose that here I am at our 97.3 The Fan studios.
It's why when clients...
A lot of thought into this.
You know, they probably just think here at Odyssey that I'm or we are just lazy when we don't want to do it. No, that's not it. You know, hey, can you do a social media post? It's not. It's because we look like buffoons when we do it. And, like, please understand. it's not a matter of want to. It's not a matter of, you know, they don't pay me enough. That's not it. It's we don't want to look like jackasses, and we absolutely do.
I think we're comparing ourselves a lot nowadays, especially on social media. There are a lot of feeds where that's like their full-time job.
Of course.
Now. And they're going out, and they're putting in 8, 10, 12 hours a day crafting, you know, engaging posts that they want to go viral and, you know, spreading content.
They make money from it, tons of money.
It's about food or golf or whatever. Those are things that are in my feed, and they're making money off it. That's their, like, job all day long.
Yeah.
I don't, that's not my job all day long.
This is what I want to focus. I want to keep the focus right here on the radio.
And my post is never going to look as good. It, you know, they've got a team with lighting and editors and everything, and it looks fantastic. And I feel I can't compete with that online.
Girk Dentley says, you don't need social media for that to look like buffoons. So thank you. You're not wrong, Girk. But it's
that
just
might
that
not be his real name, of course, because this is a weird chat name now.
But it's always been about, hey man, I'm trying to look like less of a moron. So please don't put me in situations where I know I'm going to make a goofy face or do a terrible reel where I'm wheezing into the phone. Come to the blood drive. It's just, it's not what it is.
You know, this is a fitting transition here because as we're getting ready, we got what, 55 minutes left, and then we're home free, heading off to Philadelphia on Sunday. And I told you guys I have an idea, at least, for a social media post from our trip to Philly once we get back. And the idea stemmed from, I was just scrolling Instagram one day, and I came across this account where this guy was very, very talented photographer. He was showing video clips of him walking up to people in an airport that clearly are going on some sort of a trip, maybe like skis or something that they're carrying. Like, you're doing something fun. And he's like, hey, where are you guys heading to? And they're like, oh, I'm going to the Antarctica for a cruise tour or whatever. And he's like, hey, can I give you this disposable camera? Which those are back, apparently.
Yep.
Can I give you this disposable Kodak camera and a self-addressed envelope? You take as many pictures as you can with this film on your trip, throw it in this envelope, send the camera back to me, and then I will develop them and turn them into a cool video for you guys. And they're like, sure. And the videos look incredible.
Yeah, it looks so
well
done.
It's insane how these cameras that were like $699 back in the day, they look so good still. Better than your iPhone even, in some, depending on how you want to view it.
Well, my iPhone that looks like it's covered in sunscreen.
Yeah, these are going to be better.
So, yes,
so I have obtained three of these Kodak disposable cameras for us, and we'll each get to we'll see Philadelphia through our own lenses.
And you'll put it all together at the end.
I'll put it together when we get back, because I think when you take them to like CVS or Walgreens, you can get them digitalized and on a thumb drive or a Google link or something.
I like that.
After the segment, do I throw this back to you so I don't forget it and you make
sure
that you
bring
it?
Yeah, probably a good idea.
You want me to bring it for you?
No, here's the thing.
I'll get it then.
You guys remember, you could go to any store and get a disposable camera for a trip. It was like $5, $6. Any guesses on how much?
This Fun Saver Kodak
$12.99.
Nah. $8.99.
Try like $35 a pop
each.
Yeah,
it comes with film. Yeah, 800 millimeter.
All right,
800 film.
Do you use the flash or no? You don't. If it's daytime,
does it do it automatically? If everything old becomes new again, I want to bring back the ones where you have to put the hood over and you've got the big. You hold up the big flash.
You want
to like
wear a hood?
Stuff. No, you know those. You know how they used to do pictures and they get the camera under the big giant.
Read the room, Ben.
All right.
I want to wear my hood again.
I'm not walking around with you in Philly yet.
No, it's going to be scary. The one bulb.
Manual flash.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So we have to decide whether or not we put the flash on.
Yeah, your iPhone does that for you.
That's, I've gotten used to the iPhone making that decision for me.
All right. Excited.
I am.
When are we wrapping here?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
What were
next
doing
segment?
Here?
We're taking a look at the Padres
talking
series
about social media.
The Cincinnati Reds coming up starting tonight, 4:10 first pitch, 3:10 EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt. We mentioned Dylan Cease going to face old friend Nick Martinez in game one of the series. I do believe we are normal on the broadcast this weekend. After a couple of weekends of Apple TV and Fox, I think we're back to a normal schedule. Tomorrow's game is kind of early at 1:10 p.m., so like 4:10 in Cincinnati. Randy Vasquez pitching against Andrew Abbott, the lefty. And then a morning start on Sunday, game three of the series, Stephen Kolek against Nick Lodolo, another lefty at 10:40 a.m. So three different start times is definitely something to keep an eye on, because it gets confusing to keep track sometimes in the baseball season.
Yeah, man, Reds are a really, really interesting team. They have one of the game's most dynamic players in Ellie De La Cruz. Now, with the dynamic aspect that he brings, I was watching a play the other day. You know, he'll make an error or two at short, Benny. He has an absolute cannon for an arm, and I mean a cannon. So he thinks he can make every throw, which leads to some wild throws. You have to take advantage of any mistakes that, you know, Cincinnati makes, and you have to play clean baseball. You know, if you're the San Diego Padres, again, they're a good team. They're a young team. They have a really great manager. They play the game hard. They play the game really hard in Cincinnati. So it's going to be, as every single series is going to be, a challenge, man.
So TJ Friedl, their center fielder, has also been playing at a close to all-star level. But beyond those two guys, their lineup actually hasn't been as good as they hoped.
They got those weird grinders in it.
Spencer Steer, Matt McClain.
Yep.
Gavin Lux has done
been really
okay
good for them.
I mean, the combined WAR of Spencer Steer, Matt McClain, that's first and second base, and Gavin Lux, and if you want to throw in their third baseman, Santiago Espinal, the combined WAR of all four of those players is -0.6.
Wow.
So they're really not getting a lot of production outside of those top two guys in their order in Ellie De La Cruz and TJ Friedl. Now, we just saw a Washington Nationals team that did some surprising damage, at least in the first game and a half of the series, in the bottom of the order to the Padres rotation. So that's something to keep an eye on. You know, definitely you got to be careful with De La Cruz. You don't want Friedl to beat you, but you need to keep the guys who are not producing at the bottom of their order, keep them not producing. You know, for the Cincinnati Reds right now.
Yeah, no question about it. So, again, it's going to be important to see who is actually going to be in the lineup for the San Diego Padres. We asked the skipper, Mike Schilt, earlier about, you know, if Xander's going to be back. And, you know, I think he said they're optimistic on it. But, you know, when you hear that he injured the same shoulder that he injured last year and it's just kind of bothering him, man, it's like he had that one, what, 8-game stretch or whatever it was, 9-game stretch that he was just, you couldn't get him out. It was insane and fun. And, you know, you need Xander Bogaerts to help this team get to its eventual goal. But it just is rough. It's rough. If he's out, I don't know what you do. You know, it's Jose Iglesias back there again.
I think Abbott is the pitcher that I'm probably most worried about as a lefty, with a sub-1 whip, so he's allowing less than a base runner per inning. When Padres faced him last year, he shut him out over 7 innings back in May 21st, in a 2-0 win for the Cincinnati Reds, gave up just 4 hits in those 7 innings. So he was someone who's been tough on the Padres in the past. That's tomorrow's starter.
Now, the good thing is, you know, when you go play in Cincinnati, it is a it's an easier place to hit home runs. Now, you would think that they would have more home run hitters on their team. They don't. They have Ellie De La Cruz, I think, leads them with 18 bombs. Next closest is Matt McClain with 9.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a good, think Gavin Sheets, you know, think Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, getting a couple pops this weekend off of, you know, Nick Martinez tonight. He'll serve it up. Yeah, man, this is a good place to hit, but it's also a tough place to pitch.
It does feel like it's a ballpark where the Padres have hit well. I don't know if that's simply because, you know, you get out of the NL West, Petco, Oracle,
Dodger
Stadium.
The weird weather, the
and you get somewhere that's usually hot and a good place for, like, left-handed. Remember Yonder Alonso used to hit no home runs, and then he goes to Cincinnati and he'd hit 5, and then he hit, like, none the rest of the season. It is a good place. Even, like, Luis Arraez can pull a home run in Cincinnati. So it is a place where you can kind of get going offensively, and that's something that I would love to see from the Padres in this series.
We will not be seeing former Padre legend Connor Joe here for a very, very short time, local boy. He is on the IL with hand, foot, and mouth disease, as most fairly new fathers will experience once or twice in their life. So we'll miss Hunter Green as well. He's going to be out. He's on the IL with a groin strain. But yeah, I mean, you know, look, you're a better team than the Cincinnati Reds. You are a better team. You need to take 2 or 3 absolutely before you go to Philly to face a very tough Phillies team.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to get the chains out.
Yes.
And we will at least for a one-time only, return to Ben Reed's Raps in honor of our trip to Philadelphia. You said Meek Mill, huh?
Yeah, Philly legend, Meek
Mill. All right, that is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
This weekend would be a great time to go down and visit 7 Mile Casino. As I mentioned, I was just down there yesterday. I feel like I'm proud of the place. I walk around, I show it off. Like,
yeah.
Isn't this nice?
It's my spot.
My son. I go, it's nice that it was light because I went during the day. They got the windows. I was looking out at the patio. I mean, it was nice enough that they put a giant resort about half a mile away. You can see it in the distance. So Chula Vista is a good spot. It's on the west side of the freeway there. And the food was spectacular. Had an unbelievably good lunch. Had the Kung Pao chicken.
What'd Jack have?
Jack got the chicken with Brussels sprouts and potatoes, balsamic glazed chicken. We also shared a Caesar salad and got some salt and pepper wings.
Those are fantastic.
Those were tasty, too.
It is really a fantastic dining experience. But also, you know, you get a little extra juice by sitting down playing some California-style blackjack, some pie gal, some Texas Hold'em, or some baccarat in a slot machine-free environment, a smoke-free environment.
So the baccarat tables are right by the restaurant,
yeah.
And at one point there was this huge roar and cheer.
Big ruckus.
I don't know exactly I didn't know baccarat had those moments, but they were happy. Something happened while we were there. If you want to have those moments for yourself, check it out this weekend. Go for Sunday, Saturday brunch, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is another great time to check out Sammy's at 7 Mile, just down the 5, 7 Mile Casino, 7 minutes from downtown.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We had a couple different options for Philly rappers, Ben. And I was not going to let you off the hook with Will Smith, because I'm sure out of all the rappers in history, it's probably one of your favorites.
Yeah, I can do some Will Smith.
I bet.
You did some.
Didn't you do Miami, maybe?
I was getting jiggy with it, I think.
Getting jiggy with it, of course.
Because I have him going, pick-a-pick-a-bow,
which I'm sure he actually enjoyed when he heard it.
You and I were out at Fantasy Camp.
Yep.
Fantasy Camp, doing the show in Arizona. He was still here in studio on a Friday, and we said, all right, Ben, you can pick the song since we're not there.
So that's what he picked.
And this SOB picked
yeah, Will Smith.
Jiggy with it.
Very on brand for you.
God.
Paulie, are we ready?
I am ready.
All right, let's go.
Just jump right in. I'm dressed.
What's the name of the song again?
This is Going Bad by Meek Mill.
By Meek Mill. Ready?
Ready.
I does not see the lyrics until I hand them to him across the room.
Got glasses, just to be sure.
Here we go.
Whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Ah. I could fit like 80 racks in my Amiris. 80 racks. Me and Drizzy back to back. It's getting scary back to back. If you, Evan, with my ops, just don't come near me. Get out of my way. Put some bands all on your head like Jason Terry. Richard Milley costs a Lambo. That's a Lambo. Known to keep the baddest bitches on commando. Salute. Every time I'm in my trap, I move like Rambo. Extended. Ain't a neighborhood in Philly that I can't go to. That's a Fendi. For real. She said, oh, you rich, rich? You rich, rich? Bitch, I graduated. Call me Big Fish, ballin'. I got Lori Harvey on my wish list. That's Lori. That's the only thing I want for Christmas. True story. Ooh. I've been had my way out here. Yeah, know the facts. Facts. You ain't living that, as you say. Yeah, we know that's cap. That's cap. You ain't gotta ask me when you see me. No, I'm strapped, Bert. D-C-O-V-O, we back again. We going plat. Oh, oh.
Very well done. I mean, you didn't miss a beat from how you used to do it. It was perfect.
It's been a while, but it's kind of like riding a bike.
You said you can go in any neighborhood in Philly. That's, yeah. We'll see.
Bring that candle, bring the chain.
In Philly? We're going to check out some different Philly neighborhoods.
We are. Check out a bunch of them.
Maybe see where Meek Mill grew up.
Potentially. Potentially.
I'm excited, man.
I'm excited, too.
I was looking around yesterday. I sent you guys this website. It has, like, self-guided kind of walking tours of, like, just what to see and kind of... I don't want to walk around aimlessly. I don't want to be like, wait, which way? Are we supposed to go north or south? You know what I mean? I want to have some sort of an idea. But our hotel, like, if you walk 15 minutes in one direction, you got the Liberty Bell, Ben Franklin stuff, like all the historical stuff. You walk 15 minutes in the other direction from our hotel, you got the Rocky Steps, Museum of Art, and stuff like that. So we're really in a good central location.
I heard the museum there is incredible.
Yeah, there's a bunch of museums.
Absolutely outstanding.
Oh, we're going actually in. We're not just going to the steps.
Yeah,
I didn't realize we were going in or not. All right, get some culture.
Get some culture. Somebody said, go to Kensington. Absolutely not. I've heard that's one of the worst neighborhoods ever. And I've seen like a YouTube or a Instagram reel of it. And I said, oh, my God, this is not a place you want to be. I don't think you can go in any neighborhood in Philly. Not that one.
He says he can.
Goose says I should go dressed like this with the chains and the cane.
Please don't
call me when you get your phone.
Please wear it to the game.
Have some street cred while I'm there.
Yeah. Well, you have it. I mean, you have the look for sure. Bishop's Collar, cool little bar by the Art Museum. Yeah, there's a bunch of restaurants. I mean, you couldn't possibly hit, you know, you got to get like a little bit of each, you know, the local flair. We're going to go to that Mafia restaurant for dinner. Excited about that. We'll have a big meeting in there. And yeah, it's going to be great. Can't wait. Of course, the cheesesteaks at the ballpark. Hearing a lot about roast pork. You have to get the roast pork there. I guess the best place to get roast pork is closed while we're there. They're on
John's. They're on
vacation
break,
or something.
We can go to Nick's.
I didn't realize pretzels were such a big
pretzels
deal.
Pretzels are a huge deal.
Probably. We're definitely getting pretzels.
Love pretzels.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beer, kind of wasted pretzels. Wasted carbs and calories, but got to do it.
I hear they're really good.
I heard they're incredible.
When we're on a walk or something, so you just you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, all we get here are the like frozen pretzels that are just microwave. They make them like fresh and good and
Philly. Yeah, we're not going to Pat's or Gino's. We've already heard, you know, all of the horror stories.
We've got better recommendations.
Better recommendations, yeah. I can't wait, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a long flight. We will not be taking the train.
We're going to see our buddy, John
I thought we
Marks.
Were waiting and deciding at the moment, like, what makes more sense.
No, we're taking an Uber. It's going to be a six-hour flight. It's going to be 100 degrees or dumping rain. We're taking an Uber.
There's a roof on the train.
You take the train all you
actually
want.
Could probably stay drier on the train. You probably have to walk out somewhere to get the Uber where the train's right there in the terminal.
Pretty sure it's covered. My guess is that it's covered.
I think we'll be okay.
My guess. But yeah, you...
I'm taking an Uber.
I'm taking an Uber as well. I'll jump in with you, Pauly. We'll see you at the hotel.
Maybe.
On this train. By himself.
He's like, guys, I'm in Steubenville.
I'm in Jersey.
Somehow I ended up in Jersey. I did end up... First time I ever flew into Philly Airport, We were supposed to go west toward Williamsport. I was covering. Somehow we ended up in Jersey. I guess. I don't think we should be going across this big river because I think this is the wrong state.
Big river. Were you driving? Somebody else was driving?
Yeah, Jeff, my camera guy, was driving, and I was trying to navigate, and I go, this bridge is a bad sign, because I believe the other side of this bridge, the Schuylkill River, is New Jersey, and that means we're definitely going in the wrong direction. We're going 4 hours the other way. There's the Delaware and the Schuylkill. There's two rivers, actually, there. Maybe the Delaware, actually, yeah, you're right. Delaware across the Delaware, like Washington.
Oh, let's reenact it. Get a little boat.
Get the big triangle hat.
Get a boat
the
tour.
Boat, the three of us.
Here's what I won't do.
Delaware.
You guys have done this before. And we're not going to get suckered into it. I don't know if they have it there. But the paddle boat stuff, I'm never getting on a paddle boat again. It's way too much work for not a lot of payoff. Not a lot of payoff at all. So I'm going to pass on that. But I would do a river tour. That'd be sick. It'd be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you see good sights from the harbor and... And that was the center of American economy for the first, you know, few hundred years of our country's existence, the harbor in Philadelphia.
And there's all that history there, and I'm most excited to go to Wawa, which is their, what is it, like their 7-Eleven? Yeah, I'm excited about it. I want to see the inside.
The pretzel stand at Reading Terminal is next level cheesesteak pretzels.
Oh, yeah. They do stuff in their pretzels sometimes as well.
Man.
It's going to be just heartburn. I can heartburn, diarrhea, all of it.
I got a full thing of Pepsi yesterday packing my dop kit.
Cannot wait. All right, one more break, boys.
Yeah, Rindle Report got some headlines from the world of sports. Also, update you on two major baseball milestones that should be happening soon. We'll get to that coming up. Last segment of Ben and Woods next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, I got a little, you can make a little wager on it if you'd like. Manny Machado versus Clayton Kershaw. So, last night, Clayton Kershaw got within 3 strikeouts of 3,000 for his career. Manny Machado is at 1,991 career hits. Looked it up. Looks like Clayton's next start will be Wednesday night. Presumably he'll get his 3. Not necessarily. It's not guaranteed, but...
Are they playing?
White Sox.
At Dodger Stadium?
Dodger Stadium.
Boy, they've had Manny the gauntlet, haven't they? Rockies into the White Sox. Who's next?
Manny will have six games between now and then to get nine hits and beat Clayton Kershaw to the milestone. Who do you got? I know you got Manny.
Taking Manny.
Nine's a lot, though, in six games. That's a good stretch.
This is Manny
Machado. Good run.
I'd like to think Manny can get there before Clayton gets to his.
Man, he did not have a great series against the Nationals at all. And had some, he had some pitches.
Did you just have the one hit?
Yeah, the one hit.
Yeah.
He had some pitches to hammer, too. You could tell he was like, oh. Just clear his head for a day or two and get back there tonight against Nick Martinez.
We really wanted him to do it while we were there Monday or Tuesday, even in Philly.
But that would mean
he's going to need to go on a real tear in Cincinnati to have a chance at that early in the series. Now, you could just go, one for four, two for four, two for four, and all of a sudden you're four away going into the Philly series. It's not out of the realm of possibility that he gets it pretty quickly. A couple good days and you're really close. But if he wants to beat Clayton, which it doesn't really matter if you do or not, but it's just a little fun thing I was looking at. I wonder who's going to get there first.
I don't think he cares, but I know he wants to get it.
Get it right after Clayton, you upstage him. Everyone talks about Clayton for a minute, and then he gets his 2,000th hit, and
you take
all of his good attention away.
Paulie?
Don't be disrespectful.
All right, we'll check traffic, and then Paulie's got his Rindle report to wrap up our week next year on The Fan.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Friday, gentlemen. We have almost made it. Let's get started with a little local news here. Former San Diego State star Lamont Butler, he did not hear his name in the first round or the second round of the NBA draft, but he did sign a two-way contract with the Atlanta Hawks yesterday. I believe Mark Ziegler from the Union Tribune had that story first, scooping all those Kentucky reporters.
I think Butler posted it on his Instagram, so that was pretty much a confirmation right there.
I actually saw Miles Byrd posted a video of Lamont Butler making the announcement with friends and family at some sort of party. He had a microphone and a bunch of people were waiting. He's like, it's the Atlanta Hawks, and they all went crazy, so good for him. Speculation is that this puts a little bit of pressure maybe on Trae Young, who's been with the Hawks now for his entire career. And Lamont Butler going to be there to put a little bit of pressure on him because with the two-way contract, they can freely move him back and forth between the G League and the NBA. First test comes up in NBA Summer League in Las Vegas in mid-July.
Yeah, man, pulling for him. Good dude. Biggest shot in history here. You know, I absolutely want the best for him. I know Adam is probably very excited as the Atlanta Hawks, the only maybe Atlanta Hawks fan in the San Diego metropolitan area.
It's possible.
It's very possible.
It's not a lot of them out there, I'm sure.
Yeah,
Lamont Butler had an okay season with Kentucky to wrap up his college career.
He had a really good one his first year, right?
Yeah.
He was like their leader.
He was definitely a leader all the way through. He worked through some injury issues. Let's see, averaged 11.4 points per game. I mean, he was never considered a major college star other than, obviously, for the shot.
Yeah, buddy.
Which will
got
live,
that forever,
not just
man.
In Aztecs history, but that's one of the biggest shots in college basketball history.
It was unbelievable.
And it happened here, which is it happened for a team here, which is so cool.
Yep.
All right, we missed Don't Do This today. Otherwise, we probably would have had this update in the NFL. We were talking about Wander Franco and his troubles. Is he ever going to play in the MLB again? In the NFL, we've talked about Justin Tucker and all of the many, many instances and allegations against him of inappropriate conduct while getting massaged. And the NFL announced yesterday that he will be getting a 10-week ban from the NFL. Now, he was released from the Ravens. I don't know if another team is going to sign him. If they do, they will only be signing him for the final seven games of the regular season. I don't know if he's playoff eligible. I think he will be, but whatever team signs or wants to sign Justin Tucker, they're going to be missing him for the first 10 games.
A dozen massage therapists in and around the Baltimore area. And again, you know, obviously you never know what somebody's really like. That one took me by surprise when that came out.
Yeah, so.
And he's a free agent. He can sign with anybody. Yeah. He can even do training camp and preseason games. It's 10 regular season, the first 10 NFL regular season games.
Now remember, he had his worst season of his career.
Yeah.
So
kind of, it was a football decision to cut him.
That's
right.
What they said.
That's what they
said. I think it was an everything decision.
Actually,
he made it a fairly easy decision.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It kind of worked out for them.
The NFL does allow you to serve your suspension even if you're not on a team. So he will likely, you know, serve it out and then he can sign wherever he wants if anyone is interested. But he'll have to. That's the one position where you can really prove yourself just. And you don't need to play in a game. Like in baseball, you can't go take batting practice and go, this guy,
sign him.
We're signing him. He's the best player ever. And then he goes up in a real game situation. He's terrible. But field goal kicker, all right. He just made one in practice from 62 yards. Pretty confident he can do the same thing in the game because it's really not that different. There's pressure, but
happens all the time.
You know, they can judge a field goal kicker simply by putting him on the field.
Yep.
Give him 10 kicks and go, yeah, you're our guy.
Yeah, welcome to the squad.
I would imagine if he shows that he's still somewhat Justin Tucker, he may get another chance. And the only reason why I say that, as creepy as he is, none of the accusations have come in the last 10 years. They're all...
Before that.
They stopped in 2016, so you know, last 9 years, which would say, okay, guy was a total idiot, you know, when he was younger. Maybe he learned a lesson and moved on, and now it just all came out. Now he
that's
certainly
the
deserves
logic
to be suspended.
That could
be the logic for signing him. That would be my only thought that why he might still get another chance.
Yeah, wild.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But that's
don't care really.
That is the sports. Yeah, we probably won't talk about it until maybe a team signs him, but we'll see. And then finally, I always like to give you guys these the latest TikTok trends and just gauge your opinions on them. A lot of them are really stupid, and they're eating Tide Pods, and we don't know what's going on. This one, maybe a little bit more useful. If anybody is having problems they feel with too much time on your phone, there is a new trend going around called landline mode. And it's to limit your use on your phone. So what landline mode is a mom on TikTok came up with it a while ago, and Google said that searches for landline mode have gone through the roof over the last few weeks. And all it is, it's a custom setting. You can change your focus mode. If you have an iPhone, I think you can do the same on Android as well. You can change your focus modes to I have it where at a certain point, I think at 9:15 p.m., my phone switches to do not disturb.
I see it all the time, and it skeeves me out to send him a text with Paulie has
notification silenced.
Silence.
Yeah,
like,
it means don't bug me.
But I'm going to send it anyway.
You are.
Yeah,
you
and it still comes through, right?
You can make it so like your favorites, like family or anything like that, they will go through no matter what.
Am I one of your favorites?
You didn't make it so Woods can get through?
I think I can block him just entirely.
After 9 p.m.
Yeah. They have sleep mode, which is like no phone calls, nothing's coming through. I think if you call twice in 30 seconds or something like that, the phone might think it's an emergency, and then it'll go through. So what you do is you go to your focus, set it to, you make a new focus mode, call it landline mode or whatever. They say then you turn off all of your alerts except for phone calls. And if you want text messages, you can do that. Turn your phone all the way up volume-wise so you'll hear the ringer. And then put the phone and leave it in a space in the house like we used to do with landlines where you could only walk as long as the cord was on your phone.
Like it only works within 4 feet of wherever you've set it?
Right.
Oh,
so,
really?
Well, that's the trend.
That's
so
the
like,
trend.
So wherever you would have had a phone, if it was by a chair, by a couch, or whatever growing up, and you had a 10-foot cable and a cord and you could walk around with it. So leave your phone there. If anybody calls, get your ass up, walk over, answer the phone, take care of business. Leave it there. Go back to what you were doing.
And I would hope that if you want to call anyone, you actually have to dial their number all the way through. You can't just pick from your contacts and hit a name. You actually have to dial 619-397.
Don't give your number.
It's not my number.
It is your number.
I'm just throwing a random number.
Stop trying to give your number.
I'm an 858 person.
Radio.
You know me.
That's true.
North County. That would truly make it landline mode.
How many people could you call right now if I told you you cannot use your phone book?
Two.
You have to...
two. Maybe three.
Four.
I could call, well, I could call my, like, parents' home number. I don't know if they even have a landline anymore, yeah. But I remember what it was from, because it's the same one what it was when I was growing up there.
I got mom, dad, Hannah, my brother. Top of my head.
I got my wife, my mom.
I have one of my children. And my friend. And I don't even know the other one.
My friend Bauman I can do. That's
I
five.
I think my Nana, maybe a friend or two. Yeah. I couldn't call you guys.
No, couldn't call
no
either
chance
of you.
I could call either of you guys. Mm-hmm.
Do you even know what my area code is?
I wonder what the normal number Seattle. Is now of how many numbers you actually know.
Five. I know five.
You know five. Off is that high or low, though, for people?
That's like, probably
in the
pretty
chat,
good.
Quickly, throw out your number of how many actual phone numbers you could dial if you had to.
So, like, if you went to jail and they're like, you'd have to make a phone call, but they're not going to give you your phone, who could you call?
The Barnes firm? 1-800-8-MILLION.
Yeah. Call 97.3 The Fan at 833-288-0973.
We can't help you. I don't know. I could call the fan.
Yeah, I got five.
Please hope that, you know, Scravy answers.
Yeah. Hello?
Scravy.
I'm in jail.
Scravy, it's Ben. I'm in prison.
I'm in prison.
That's the only number I could remember. 833-288-0973.
It's Hamby here running the board. And call Hamby. Hey, dude, can you DM my wife? Tell her that I'm down here, San Diego County Jail. Send somebody. Go down to King Stallman's and bail me out, please.
I could call Corky's Pest Control.
Yeah, GC Kinetics, 100%. 100%.
Call the general.
Somebody said, this is why I keep a phone card in my wallet. How much do you get arrested if you have to have a phone card in your wallet? I guess if your phone dies and you're in trouble, then yeah, you need something. That's it.
That's not many, though.
1-800-901-1102. Is Corky there?
I'm in prison.
Corky,
I need help.
Need you.
Yeah. It's Ben from Ben & Woods. I just think, Paulie, with this trend, I don't know that this would help me. I just need to have better discipline with it. I just need to put it away. I don't think a mode, unless it shocks me when I pick up the phone. You know what? I'm not going to be on my phone. I'm not going to tweet. I'm not going to be trolling Dodger fans. I'm just going to, unless it literally shocked me.
I think
you're
it's
not
more,
keeping me away from
it's
it.
It's more just being away from your phone, physically being away.
Throwing it in a room and walking out is the same effect for me.
I could call Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Yep.
I could do that. I could call for the time. 800-555-1212.
Oh, it's still the
time?
Thing?
Yeah. I can't imagine anyone needs to ever call.
Does that
for
work
the
still?
Time.
Hang on.
I have no idea.
Right.
Do it on the air.
What was it?
Isn't it 1-800-555-1212 or just 555-1212? It should work in any area code, right?
And that's
the time?
Time?
The time, yeah. When at the tone, the time
Shh.
Will be.
Oh,
no. It's gone.
Disconnected.
Well, no one needs that. If you have a phone to call for the time, you already have the time on your phone.
Verizon Wireless.
Yeah, I tried 5-5-5. All right,
didn't you have to used to call like for time sometimes?
Time and temperature. Nope, nothing. It's dead.
Damn.
It's too easy to find out now. No one needs it anymore.
Yep.
But there would be like times. There's no clock around. And all you had was like a payphone.
Yeah.
And you call and you need to know what time it is.
Too, didn't it?
Might have.
I think it was time and temperature, if I'm not mistaken.
We're calling
time,
movie
the
theaters.
Time will be.
Call movie theaters.
Hello,
and welcome to Movie Phone. Your show, please select your cinema.
You had to wait for so long for your movie to finally come up, and you're sitting there waiting.
Favorite episodes of Seinfeld of all time.
That's brilliant. Brilliant.
The Kramer movie phone?
Yeah, so good. So good.
Would you be interested in seeing another movie?
Maybe you just tell me the name of the movie you'd like to see. What's the weekend plans?
Laying low today. I'm building furniture. I've been building a lot of furniture lately.
Nice.
I got some end tables to build today, and then going out with the missus tomorrow night for a date night.
We have it's a thing. Anytime I travel, I'm put to work severely for like the 48 hours before I go anywhere.
As you should be.
So I have a closet to reorganize.
Cleaning, laundry. Packing is what my Saturday looks like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going to be doing all of that as well. Plus the, hey, you're leaving. And so because you're leaving, here is your punishment. You have no idea what I'm going to be up to this weekend. I don't even know quite. I'll probably end up scrubbing out the garbage cans. A bunch of stuff that doesn't need to be done. But Hannah's like, you're going to do this before you leave. And so that's what I'll be doing. Whatever honeydews are on the list, just taskmaster.
One of the nice things about your kids getting older is not feeling the guilt of leaving sometimes.
Oh, I feel tremendous guilt.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
So as I'm sure Hannah does when she goes somewhere as well. It's unavoidable knowing you've left someone else with the kids.
Well, and knowing that Bo's not feeling well, too. Hopefully he feels better by Sunday. But knowing he's not feeling well, too, like, oh, man. And what if Taylor gets what he has and I'm gone? I'm in Philly sucking down cheesesteaks with you guys at baseball games and, you know, doing bits on grease poles and things like that. She's like, cool, have a great time. Have a great time away from your family. And that's why she's going to put me to work before I go.
And you'll still, when you come back, feel like, ugh.
Get a little buffer, actually.
Oh.
They're going to be in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
You come, so back, come, to an empty house? Come back to an empty home.
Wow.
First time ever that I will have slept in my own home without anyone there. It's the first time ever.
Really?
Yeah, ever.
I couldn't tell you the last time I slept in my own home without anybody else in it. That's a good point.
It will be the first time it's ever happened. I will come home. From the airport, I'll walk into an empty house, and I have one, wow, two, maybe three nights solo.
I couldn't tell you the last time I was in, like, a building asleep by myself. Like
a hotel room?
Well, I'm in a hotel room, people there, but there's other people that, like, in your own, like, you know, like,
what
alone.
Other buildings would you sleep in?
No others, but I'm just meaning, like...
a barracks. Yeah. The barracks cleared out. Camp cleared out.
Tool
was
shed.
Myself. Tool shed. Back of a van.
I was trying to eliminate hotel rooms, right, like knowing that other people are there.
It's going to be weird walking in from a trip, being gone for a few days, and they're gone. They're in Colorado with Hannah's mom, and they're going to be hiking and biking and doing all those things, and I'll be sitting at home, weirdly
digesting
alone.
Still.
Digesting still, enjoying the peace and quiet, of course, but they'll be back next Saturday, so we will reconvene. And then we will be back that Monday. Thank you guys for being here and putting up with us.
We do feel bad for leaving you guys, tier ones, for a week.
We do.
Please still love us when we come back.
Yep.
We're very sensitive that way. Enjoy your time, though. Enjoy, hopefully, Braden will carry you through for 4 days while we're gone. It's a short week next week. Enjoy your 4th of July holiday. Be safe out there. Have a nice barbecue or whatever you're going to do. And we will rejoin you on Monday, July 7th.
Yeah, buddy.
Unless you are on our Gold Stream member YouTube stream, and then we will join you at some point from Philadelphia. Keep an eye out on our social channels for when we will join you from there. Until then, for executive producer Paul Reindl and for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great week from San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.